Welcome to the Hot Wife Podcast, where we dive into discussions about relationships, intimacy, and everything in between. Before we begin, we want to make it clear that the views expressed on this podcast are solely those of the host and guests and should be taken as opinions, not professional or medical advice. Additionally, we remind all listeners that this podcast is intended for adults over the age of 18. Unauthorized rebroadcast of this show is strictly prohibited without the written permission of the owners of Hot Wife Podcast. Now, let's heat things up. Hot Wife Podcast, breaking all the norms. Open discussions about the swing and fall.
Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Of course, I'm here again with my wonderful husband. Well, he is pretty wonderful. Man. What guy would let me do all this fun stuff and, actually encourage me to do more?
Sometimes
it's like, oh, I wish you would do more dirty stuff. Okay. Bend my arm back. I'll fit it in my schedule somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I do. I don't say anything else to you. I don't like, honey, what am I making you for dinner?
You do that all the time.
But you make it sound like all I do is demand you.
No, not at all. Encourage. He's quite. Now,
sometimes
the cook.
I even encourage you to have sex with me, and you ignore those.
Do not ignore them. Stop it. People might take you seriously, and that's a load of crap.
Shame on them.
I know.
Shame on them.
But I must admit, my husband is a wonderful cook. I do absolutely no cooking. I hate cooking. I'd rather scrub toilets.
She's not even sure where the kitchen is.
I know where the kitchen is. I just hate it. It's tedious and boring.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Before we get into some of the nastiness stuff. We mentioned in the last couple podcasts, I think, that we have been reached out to by some PR companies that feel our show has some substance to it. Little do they know. And they actually have people they work with that they felt might be good content for the podcast. I agree, they're good content. And we're talking with them. We have a bunch of interviews we've done now. We haven't posted them all up yet, and we have more to come. The truth is they are all generally more in the adult content world.
Creator, yeah.
And this show is basically 92% geared towards the swinging community, okay? And so what we're doing is we started another podcast, and it's going to be called, or it is called, Confessions of the Flesh, okay? It's going to be about, the inside track on the adult industry. So you're going to see for some time podcasts posted on this channel, whatever you want to call it, that are going to be labeled Confessions of the Flesh.
And that's what they're about.
And it's still us, but it's us talking to adult content creators. Everything from the stars to the people own the websites to directors or whatever, and so when you see it listed, if you see Confessions of the Flesh, that's what that's going to be. There is also a Confessions of the Flesh podcast channel that is going to have the same exact content, but I'm just trying to, I just felt it's important that you're aware that we do want to keep them. They're the same, but they're different.
Sure, absolutely.
The swinging community is one community, and the people who enjoy adult content or another community, but there is an overlap.
Sure.
So if you want to listen to both, that's great. Thank you. but just to let you know, so there is going to be, and I think we could bring new traffic to both industries. So we're going to try it, see what happens. So hopefully, we don't upset anybody. I just wanted to clarify what that's about. So
makes sense. Yeah.
Again, that's going to be called Confessions of the Flesh, and there'll be a website, confessionsoftheflesh.com, that you'll be able to get to. You'll hear more about that. So in the meantime, you want to reach out to us about other stuff, it's still info@hotwifepodcast.com. You could still read the free Swinger magazine at you know, 50shadespleasure.com. Still going to be doing that. Still going to be free. You want to see what Donna is up to?
HotWifeDonnaLynn.com. And that's a landing page to all the platforms I'm on and who I'm doing and what I'm doing to them or they're doing to me.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
And again, Spunk Lube. Great, absolutely. Great friends of the show. Great product. Again, it's not a thing we get money from. We just simply believe in the product. And I mean, he gives us free product that's the same as money, technically. I mean, not that we go through that much Spunk Lube, but, you know.
We're getting kind of low on the gallon.
You're getting low on the gallon.
Just saying.
Yeah. So, anyway, we were talking the other day, and we're talking about different people's go buttons. Mm-hmm. And like, what, you know, like.
The hot buttons.
Yes. What some people just have a hard time. Like, they can only get off in certain ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's the theme of today's show is what's your go button?
Mm-hmm.
I know we've kind of talked about ours. We'll go over ours again. But we have, you know, different people that we know that a go button doesn't have to be something you think about. It could be a position. It could be a scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantasy, sure.
You know me. I've heard of people that, you know, like one example is one of your playmates, for the most part, could only come if he jerks off.
Yep, I was just thinking about that. That's his big thing. I, you know, it was really funny because when you had pointed that out a while ago, I was like, oh, come on, that's not true. And I went back through like all the videos. Let me see. He jerks off on my face. He jerks off on my belly. He fucks me, but then he likes to pull it out and like stroke it and like, you know, come all over. Because
was doing you know, doggy one time and he pulled out and jerked off onto your ass. It's dude, you were there. Just keep going.
It must feel better for him. It might be exciting. He sees it.
Maybe in his mind, it's a little thing like, I don't have to worry. I mean, you're not in that category, but he's just used to it. Like, I can't get someone pregnant if I blow it on their back or wherever.
Well, it's less likely, that's for sure. It might just be a thing that
he enjoys watching his cum load because he's got that rocket cum load shooting birds out of the sky.
He's the one with the big giant. It's not that it's a big cum load. It just has a lot of distance. So,
well, you couldn't measure it because it covers the, you know, so much distance. If you were able to encapsulate it, you could sit there and measure it. But
yeah, but you can't. Well, the cool thing is, like, when I was editing one of the videos, I got a still of him when I was on the bed and he was jerking off, like, at me. And I think we were trying to get, like, a facial or a chest, and it just, like, went over my shoulder. I mean, it got on my face, too, but not as much as I had hoped. And it's a string of cum about
That's a lot of cum.
Coming out like
it's 12 inches or more
coming out of his cock, and I got a still out of it. I'm like, damn, that is
he stockpiles. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there have been some like the first time I was with him when he gave me the facial, he's like, you got to back up. I'm like, no, I went on my face. He goes, I'm gonna be getting the person behind you if you don't back up.
One of the last times you played with him, and he was like splattering it on your face or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And I was off to the side. It almost hit the camera. I was diving for the plants.
I'm telling you, I wear one of those plastic shields.
We get like the cops have, those big bullet shields. Yeah, and have the camera lens through it.
That would be funny.
I got to choke up my saliva. Hold on.
You got to choke? Uh-oh.
Just breathing and swallowing doesn't work. I know. Breathing, Vince.
Shut up. Oh, God, you're such a
but
jerk.
But anyway, there was another gentleman I think we might have talked about in prior podcasts, too. There was a guy you played with and that one other girl that he was into the pain.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know.
That was his hot button, boy. You could not put enough of those, the old wooden clothespins, you know, with a little hinge on them. Not the little plastic ones you get from IKEA. They don't hurt at all. The old, wooden ones.
Speaking as someone who's not into pain, put any clothespin on my dick, it's going
to
hurt.
Okay? I'm just saying the ones from IKEA, those little black ones, don't have the pressure that those old-fashioned wooden ones.
Well, you just put them on your finger and you can tell
the difference. Yeah, you can tell the difference. But he had, how many did he have on his
17.
Dick? I was going to say 16 or 17.
17.
And it was like, we're putting them on his shaft and his cock's
getting. And his balls.
And his balls. I was going to say, but as we're putting them on.
Dick, but 17 wouldn't fit on just his dick.
Oh, no, no, no.
He had them all around his scrotum. And
yeah, he had them all over. But the thing, I guess my point was, is like, the more we put him on, the harder he got, and the more he started oozing pre-cum. It was crazy.
He used more pre-cum than I cum. And as soon as you started pulling him off.
He went limp.
It's like.
What the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
I got that in reverse.
Yeah.
I'm going limp. You come at me with the clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you start taking them off. It's like, oh, that's better. Yeah. It's like, okay. You know, does it make it better now? But
yeah. That's
his go button.
Definitely his go button. And the more you were abusive to him, the better he liked it.
Like, oh, yeah. There was like. The other girl was.
She bit him and drew blood.
Smacked him.
Oh, God. He was loving it. I was like, yeah, I could do a little bit like that, but that is not my go button. I'm just saying, that's not my go button.
That's a guy I fear.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like getting into a bar fight with him.
And he'd be.
And I'd be pummeling the shit out of him.
And he'd be like,
yeah.
He'd be like, I'm in love. Thanks. Why can't my girlfriend do that? Yeah.
Smack me in the face one more time.
There's something not right with that.
Punch me in my Adam's apple. I'll ejaculate.
But yeah, that was a weird one. That was one.
Yeah, cool guy.
Oh, really? Yeah, cool. I had fun playing with him. It was a good time.
He was interesting.
He was interesting. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, most people have like normal.
Well, we heard from another friend of ours that she had a boyfriend who was supposedly, I cannot confirm nor deny,
okay,
was supposedly special forces.
Oh, I knew who you're talking
about.
And he
was big into, you know, and if you saw the guy, he walked around with way too much testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was a badass, and he might.
He probably was, for all intents and purposes.
I mean, I wouldn't mess with him for a lot of reasons, but she says he liked to be pegged with an 8-inch dildo.
Oh, my God.
And she had to take her heel, one of her heels, and bang him in the middle on his back while she's fucking him and drawing blood. Otherwise, he couldn't
come.
Now, here's the downside of that relationship.
That's a lot of work.
She was talking about that, and I said, well, how good does he make you come? Oh, he doesn't.
Ah.
She goes, he gets so exhausted from coming by me doing it to him, I have to finish myself with a vibrator. It's like, why would you do that?
Actually, that's a lot of, you're spending a lot of energy doing that. I mean, you're pegging, that's a lot. And then they're taking the high heel and beating him across the back with it to draw blood. It's like.
Wait, you're saying pegging is a lot of work. Okay. So
let me
tell you something. As a man, when we're fucking, yeah, we have to not only go through the motion of stroke, you know, doing.
Oh,
that,
you have to get
but
it hard.
We have to maintain an erection. You guys just go through the hip motion.
That's true.
You know, don't tell me that stuff.
Okay, you got me there.
That stuff.
I think it would be.
You know, we have to multitask. We have to be doing the pumping motion, stay hard, pull your hair, smack your ass, cluck like a chicken. All the things that I like.
See, those are my go buttons, especially the clucking like a chicken. Oh, yeah. That just gets me off.
I was just going, Chick-fil-A. KFC.
Oh, okay. That's the whole chicken thing there. Yeah, that was another bizarre one. But yeah, some people's go buttons are really, they're really out there. There's a lot of people that have like normal ones, you know, they just want like romantic things and massage and, you know, teasing.
But that's what fetishes are. They're all go buttons.
They truly are.
You know, we've said it before. You know, my turn on is knowing your turn ons. You know, when you talk to me and talk about like, your play sessions and what was arousing to you and how good it felt and everything, that's erotic to me. That's my go button. You know, and my dick being your mouth.
Well, yeah, but then I can't tell you about it as easily.
My dick only takes up half your mouth.
Oh, is my mouth that big?
You talk like Popeye. But, it's that's my thing. And again, we talk about getting into your game. Well, the game could be a mental game. The game could be a physical game. You know?
All those things get you there.
You know, it's, you know, like you have your couple little fantasies you like to get into in your head. And or if it's not that, you know, like, you know, you enjoy your hair being pulled.
Yeah, especially when it's like really down, like close to the root, you know, and they get like a big, that's why I wear it in a ponytail a lot of times, because it gives them something to really hold on to. But they need to get it like really close to the root. Don't pull at the end, because I don't get anything there. But they have my...
closer to the scalp.
To the scalp, the root of the hair. Yeah, they pull, while, especially doggy style. It's like perfect, because while they're pulling, yeah, it's like reins on a horse, you know?
Okay.
It's, and that kind of, yeah, that works for me. I really do like having my hair pulled.
Is it the pulling? Is it the controlling? Or is it both?
Actually, like, even if you, in a non-sexual way, if you take your hair and you just pull it.
I've done that for stress.
Yeah, it's like
if I like stress, I could like just grab some hair and pull it and let go. It's like, just let it slide. Yeah. I don't get wrecked from it.
But. No, I'm just saying in a non-sexual way, it's that kind of stimulation, but you're taking it to a more sexual realm. But yeah, that's probably a really big go button for me. That, and I do like...
Your feet rubbed?
Oh, I like having my feet played with. I'm afraid if I go to and get a pedicure, I might have an orgasm right there. It'd be really embarrassing. while the you know, pedicurist is trying to do this like non-sexual thing to my feet, I might bring out my Hitachi. Like, oh,
I have to charge you more.
this is a
pedicure without happy ending. What are you doing?
Without a happy ending. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that would be, oh my God. Especially like, you know.
See, I'm just too goddamn ticklish.
I used to be ticklish with my feet, and then I guess I just got desensitized to it. Now I...
Well, I'm the one with neuropathy, but I could still, my feet still ticklish. So like I said, my neuropathy isn't 100%.
No, thank God. Yeah. No, neuropathies are kind of a weird thing too, because they could, you can feel like pressure and other things, but you may not feel pain, or you may feel pain in a different way, that the burning sensation. So that is not sexy.
Not
good.
I don't have the burning sensation.
Yeah, but. Not sexy at all. No? Don't like it. No, doesn't turn me on even a little bit.
Not at all.
But yeah, I do like having my feet played with, my toes sucked. You know, rub them and.
Yeah, ever so often. Lost my big toes. Nothing.
I can't suck on your big toes now.
You can, but they're not on my feet.
No, thank you. Ugh, I don't even know where those toes are. It's been a year or two.
Incinerated.
I'm sure they're gone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's been a few people that have had some interesting. Like, yeah, one guy loved his nuts tugged on.
Oh God, yes. I mean, you couldn't pull on those nuts hard enough. I think I had a little bit more of a nail back then. So when he would be doing me doggy, I'd bend over and I would take my nails. I don't have much nails now, but at the time I had longer nails. And I would just grip them into his scrotum and like pull as hard as I could. And he'd be like, harder, harder. I was like, what the? I don't know if I'm comfortable doing this. I'm okay with a certain amount, but yeah, there's guys that loved having their balls tugged. Now, a lot of guys like them licked. I get that. I get the licking and the kissing.
I can't come that way.
No, but it is definitely it's very erotic. It's got to feel good.
Oh,
right?
I would equate it to, we talked about the soothing of your hair being pulled. Getting my nuts licked is very...
soothing.
It's arousing, but in a soothing manner. It's almost like, I guess I equate it as a different feeling, but kind of the same in a way. Obviously, like a back massage. Like when someone's rubbing your back, oh, yeah. It's that same way.
I feel like that when I get flogged. It's like a back massage. Except when they come up to the middle and snap the cat of nine tails on your fucking pussy. Then it's a little bit, woo, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I mean...
It's usually prison.
Yeah, I said, we've covered it. I told you. I mean, you've seen when people have made motions to hit me and stuff, how I react quickly.
Yeah, it's a whole different. It's a whole different mindset.
I'm different. I'm wired differently.
You're just different.
I didn't say it was good wiring.
No, there's some wires across.
It was an electrician that wasn't even in training. Yeah.
There's some things that are across.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I find the flogging thing more. At least on my back, more like a massage than sexual.
Well, you found out you liked your feet flogged?
Holy fuck. Now, that was an eye-opener. I did not know I had that sensation. Yes, that was a huge go button for me. that I didn't know about until that happened.
You're even kind of shaking.
Yeah,
now.
I know. I was like, God, it was. And I mean, I even described this before that it was more of a primal orgasm as opposed to a more sensual orgasm because okay. it was much more primal. It was like when he was like beating the bottoms of my feet and I was like screaming in pleasure. Yeah, I did go to another zone at that point. Wow. I don't know where I was.
Okay.
But yeah, it happens a lot with orgasms. So you kind of like float away into some other realm.
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
Oh, I do quite a bit.
That's good.
Yeah, you can kind of just like take yourself away. It's like, Calgon, take me away to a wonderful orgasm.
Is that even a product anymore?
I don't even know, but... But yeah, that was surprising. I didn't know I had that in me, so that was fun. Well,
we'd be interested in hearing, if you got other anybody people. Wants to share their go buttons. Another one of my go buttons is like having sex with a woman.
there you go.
Versus masturbation.
Of course. Well, you also, there's also the visual go buttons. You like the round ass and the legs and that kind of.
But I'd like to look at that. That's mm-hmm. not something that makes me come.
No, but that certainly starts the arousal process. Mm. I think it would. If I saw that, I'd be like, yeah.
Oh, it's arousing, but not like give me an erection arousing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what you mean.
No, again, because the photographer in me.
Right. You're going to be critiquing it.
I sit there and I start. I sit there and look at it and. A woman with that form and just like, oh my God, I would love to shoot her like this or that. And, you know.
And then get all artsy on it.
Yeah, I get more. I go into creative fucking go button than I do. I'm going to soil her and make her try to regret the 10 minutes I'm going to give her.
10 minutes? Holy shit. That's
three times.
I know, man. That's something. So proud of you.
Well, it's not you.
there you go. That explains a lot. What an ass. Here
Thank
I am
you.
Loving and
I've
kind.
I've been working on it. It shows.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I mean, we've encountered a few people over the years that have had, some pretty...
interesting turn-ons. Yeah. Go buttons. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there have been...
It's like, I've seen profiles on the swinger sites where... the wife only wants one type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She only wants guys that are muscular, that are 6 foot or taller, eight inches or more.
That's picky. Boy.
That's
her
go
button.
Button.
Yeah. Well, what does her husband look like?
I don't know.
I'd be curious to find out. Maybe he's exact
unlike
opposite.
A lot of people, I tend to read profiles.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Why would you do such a thing?
I can't make out the big words, but...
I'll help you.
We'll
sound them out. and a lot of profiles, some of them are very, very, like you said, very specific. Mm-hmm. Very specific what they want. And,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, they know what they want. They know what their go buttons are.
Yeah, I mean, you have a relationship. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. This is not trying to find a new mate.
No.
This is trying to find a playmate.
Right.
Not a soulmate.
Exactly.
For some people, it might be.
It's a soil mate. Oh.
Ba-dum-bum. Look at you. Damn. Well, this is the Hot Wife Podcast. I forgot. Put me in my place.
It could be the Hot Husband Podcast.
Oh, yeah, I'll do this one. This would just go by the wayside.
We know that.
Well, actually, the new show, The Confessions of the Flesh, is going to be probably definitely more about my knowledge of the shooting and stuff
absolutely.
Like that. And website construction.
The more nitty gritty
editing
stuff.
And, I mean, your stuff's going to be there. We're going to be talking more about, shooting stuff with you mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it's going to be a lot more of that. Again, we're going to try to keep this this one very swinger oriented.
Mm-hmm.
The same as we're going to try to keep 50 Shades of Pleasure very swinger, fetish oriented.
Mm-hmm.
There might be, I can't say, I've been kicking around the idea.
Oh boy,
of
another
maybe a Confessions of the Flesh magazine. The porn stars and stuff, the content creators to talk to, might be able to put some pictures in. And
well, that'd be kind of fun.
You know,
That would be fun.
Yeah. And, you know, write articles and, you know, get this. You could see easier who we're talking to. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I'm kicking that around the back of my head like I don't have enough on my plate.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but no. I've just got creative juices. I've got a flow. I just got ooze out of my pores. So anyway.
It's out of your pores, huh? Okay.
My poor penis.
Oh, I don't know.
So anyway,
what other kind of go buttons would there be? I mean, there's probably thousands of them.
Well, they're got, you know.
Hundreds of thousands.
Like your Dom Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you expect some name like, you know, Ivan.
Bob the Dom.
Bob the Dom.
okay.
Robert. Robert.
Robert. I like that. I like Robert. Robert
the Dom. you know, he gets a, you know, he, like a lot of Doms, I'm guessing, get off on that control.
But he, like I've said before, and he's even said, there was a fine line between a Dom and a sadist.
Sure. No, so. No, I'm not saying he gets off on causing pain or whatever, but he has fun on
the control.
I guess one of the reasons that supposedly I'm good at eating pussy is I enjoy giving that woman pleasure.
I guess in a strange way, he's giving some. Way.
He's controlling their pleasure.
Yes, he's controlling the pleasure.
I'm not saying it in a controlling, like, you know, you're going to, you know, lick my boots while kicking the teeth kind of thing. He's, you know, he does take, you know, like he says, it's not about his pleasure. Now he gets pleasure out of it, but not in a, you know, not raping or whatever, doing anything the sub doesn't want.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a go button there.
Yeah. I guess there is that type of control or power exchange can be very intoxicating and very titillating. I can see that. Because I kind of, because I trust him, I don't mind relinquishing my control to him because I know it's safe, it's okay. So it's,
you know,
like,
you can trust
whatever.
Him and you know I'm right there.
Right, exactly. Right. But even if you weren't there, I know I can trust him. And sure. It's like, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Have at it. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that's kind of fun. You know, actually having your control being taken away from you and not knowing what happens is another go button of mine. Mm-hmm. Like when I was tied up for my birthday a couple of years ago, that was very, very exciting. Because I didn't know what was going on.
Surrendering controls.
Surrendering control is a go button. Mm-hmm.
Same as taking control is a go button for people. And
yeah, I'd rather not take control.
You know, no. Not everybody can be a Dom. Not everyone can be a sub. You know?
Maybe once in a while, I guess I can switch. But in general,
You're not a good Dom.
I'm not a good Dom.
No, when I've seen you try to do it in video, not even remotely convincing.
No.
Of course, I know you too well.
Yeah, that could be. I'm always afraid that if I take on that position, I might go too far. Like, I think I have to know my, quote, sub better to know how much force I can use on
You're
them.
Too caring a person to be a Dom.
I think, well, that's not true. Bob is very caring. He is the loving Dom. There's no pain involved with him. There is a relinquish of control. Control and pain are two different things.
Yeah, I just think Bob, I don't think you have that switch that's needed to just turn it off.
Right, exactly.
You know, you're too caring and stuff like that.
Right. I'd rather be the one taking the abuse than somebody else. Truthfully.
If you saw it as abuse, sure.
Yeah, if somebody's going to get forceful, I'd rather I'd be the one at being forced on than somebody else. Because I figure I can take it.
Yeah.
That's what I figure anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's weird. Those are weird buttons. I have to admit that.
Well, they're not they're what works for that individual.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, there's a lot of weird ones I don't even want to talk about, you know, people like and, you know, but it's, you know, whatever works for you. But it's just, you know, one of those things to sit there and think about, okay, what things, you know, like, you know, obviously, like I said, I enjoy your arousal, you know, whether it be something you're telling me or watching you have pleasure.
Right, right.
You know, or give pleasure. I enjoy watching you give pleasure, make these guys, you know.
I was just thinking that we were talking earlier about positions. Is somebody's go button. Remember, I was with a playmate, and I was on him like cowgirl. And I switched to reverse cowgirl, and like he like came like immediately, and he goes, "Man, when you every time you get in that position, it makes me come so quick." I was like, "I didn't realize that," but he's like, "Yeah, he goes something about that position." He goes,
what, "Reverse cowgirl."
Yeah,
because it rubs inside of your pussy a little different, which affects the head of the of your
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, because it's
and
like,
also like for me, I enjoy reverse cowgirl.
You can see you know, more.
Well,
if you see it
video wise, as yeah. But when you're on top of me, reverse cowgirl, I enjoy your ass. Ah, so it's an, you know it's you
see
don't
that.
See as much, but
right,
you know, it's it does feel a little different too.
Right, right.
You know, again, the way you rock that way is right. different than the way you would rock the other
way. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's I think it actually gets a little more. What's a word I want to use? I don't want to say abrasion. It's a little more.
Yeah, it gets more friction.
Yeah.
A little more friction.
It's actually a little more, you know.
Actually, that's a good position I found. There was a couple guys I was with that had, like, their dicks went the wrong way.
Oh, sure.
And I was doing them, like, cowgirl. I'm like, oh, it's like, hitting, like, weird places. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel good at all. I was like, let's try. Why am I fighting this? If my hole goes this way and his dick goes the other way, let's switch it up. So, like, reverse mm-hmm. cowgirl actually worked.
Yeah.
It was, like, going the right way. But, I mean, that's a kind of a little different position to be in. So you have to, like, there's more of a balance you have to, you know, get into. And if you're short like me, I could fall off.
So if you're a gay couple
oh God.
And the other individual sits reverse, is that reverse cowboy?
I don't know.
That's a question.
I don't
really need to find out.
That's a good question, though. I don't know. I was thinking about with the dicks that go the instead of coming up, they go down.
Go left or go right.
Well, I don't mind the right or left. It's if it goes down that I have problems with. Yeah. It doesn't fit in me the correct way. I don't. It's, you know, hey, okay. I can't, you know, you can't do anything about that. I get it. It's just the way, you know.
So it came in by Amazon.
Yep, it came in by Amazon. That's right. So, but I found reverse cowgirl was a good way to mm-hmm. get around that.
Yeah, it's all good.
It was all good.
All right. Well, I think that covered it.
That's it? There's nothing else for a go button?
Oh, I mean, we could try to explore every potential thing that turns people on, but we covered, you know, some of the ones that we saw.
We've experienced, yeah. There have been quite
another
few.
Go button is exhibitionism.
Oh, that's true, yes. Like sex in public? Not public. You can't get away with that like you used to.
Well, now you wind
back
up
in
on,
the day.
Now you wind up on a sex offender's list.
Yeah,
too,
exactly.
So, no, you don't want to do that.
But
we
like sex,
we don't condone.
No.
But if you want to have other friends over in your house that are all of age and consenting, and
Dr.
you
want to
perform for them with them in your turn, whatever, you know, you enjoy being watched.
Oh sure, I don't have a problem with that. I like sex outside too.
Sure,
I do like that. I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It just beats the heck out of you know being a same old four walls.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Outside there's like birds chirping and the sun's on. Yeah,
so you're really paying attention to that, not to the person you're with.
Well, it's just a nice, the whole experience because it's a different environment just makes it so much more pleasant.
Well, there's still that edge of getting caught.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always back in your mind, of course. But it's, I like being outside. I think that's a kind of hot button.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, there's so many. So, but yeah, I think, you know, it's curious to hear what everybody's go buttons are. Not everybody, but whoever wants to share it with us.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Please, write in. Tell us what your hot buttons are.
Tell us what, you know, we're not going to tell your name or whatever.
No, but I'd be curious to see if there's one, you know, different ones than we've gone over. I'm sure there's hundreds more.
If you have something really unique, I'd love to hear it. You know, something you really need to have to really get a good orgasm. Doesn't have to be something, the only thing that makes you come.
Right,
if it's something like you can really get into, like you do this and you have like the best orgasms. Like we heard from our friend, mm-hmm. Jay,
mm-hmm.
that apparently she's really gotten into anal.
Anal, yeah.
And apparently within seconds, both her and him come to Shangri-La in seconds.
There you go. And Shangri-La is what it's all about.
That's what we're there for. That's the price of admission right there, baby. So.
Well, the cool thing about anal is it's a whole different nerve ending, so the sensation is different. So also you have access now to clitoral stimulation, so that's another, so you have a bombardment of stimulation, which I think is different. So I don't know if that's actually a go button or not, but the whole anal thing is definitely one of my go-tos. I do like...
Oh, yeah. Well, and again, you're a small woman. Your cervix isn't, 6 miles down the hall.
No. So actually, you're too long. You're going in the back door. If you're too long, you're just gonna hitting the bottom out. I'm just too short for that. Maybe my next life I'll be taller. Who knows?
We can only hope.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to be over 5 foot. I don't ask for much. Come on. I don't ask for much.
So, yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this bad boy up.
Let's wrap it up, baby.
So, again, you're going to see posted with this show. On our Hot Wife podcast, you're going to see the Confessions of the Flesh, and the show is going to be one. We talked with a couple that owns a company called Blush Erotica. They have two websites. One's a VR site, and one is a site that is, it's interesting. Apparently a lot more of the plus size women, but it's also done narrated from a third person.
Yeah, I find that interesting.
Yeah. So it's shot more almost like a POV, solo POV.
Right.
And shot as a third person, a woman narrating it, apparently. So sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely a whole new twist on porn. Yeah. So
anyway, so if you see that, that's going to be that. And so thank you for listening.
All right. Have a great night, everybody.